before you are recognized, before you are known, you are in the unknown, called the silent years. That's preparation years. Right? Number one, wait on God. Number two, establish fellowship with established ministers. Paul maintained contact with Barnabas. Barnabas knew where to find him when he needed him. Barnabas was the one who helped him. Establish contacts with established ministers. Paul didn't start established. He also had to link with established ministers. He started that way. Number three, what to do in the years, unknown years. Take the open door that feels right in your spirit, even though it may not be the full call that God has for you. It doesn't mean every open door, but take the open door that feels right in the spirit, that you know. Be faithful to what comes into your hand. Even though Paul was called to be an apostle and he knows it, when he was invited to help a wee little church somewhere far away of which he never know or never heard about possibly, he went along. If you do that, you will move into phase one. There are four phases in Paul's ministry. If you put the unknown as phase one, then it'll be five. But there are four. In Acts 13, if you don't mind tonight, I just take a little extra time. This is so important, right? Acts 13 is phase one. In phase one, these are the things to look for. Number one, work together with established ministers. Paul worked with Barnabas as a team. The first phase of any ministry is learning how to work together with established ministers. Now, working with is different from the preparation, yes. Maintaining contact. You see, now, by Acts 13, he was hand in hand. Now he was sent with Barnabas together into the mission field. And this is the first thing that he did. He learned to work with Barnabas, and Barnabas was a senior to him in the ministry. Every time when they go out, actually his ministry was more massive than Barnabas. But yet Paul continued with Barnabas in Acts 13 throughout his time with Barnabas. Every time they refer to him, it always is Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas and Saul. But sometimes it's Saul and Barnabas. Saul and Barnabas. But you notice something, when they refer to him in the official sense, like in Acts 15, it was Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas was a senior. So Paul learned how to be junior. He learned how to be junior, even though there are times when the ministry takes off in his journeys, in the first missionary journey, that his ministry was larger in mass than Barnabas. That's point number one. Point number two, in the first phase, establish the gifts God has for your life. Establish the gifts God has for your life. Paul learned to move in the gifts that God gave him. Signs and wonders took place in his life because he learned how to use the gifts faithfully that God gave him. You see signs taking place, the healing that takes place in Acts 14. You see the power of God starts flowing in Acts 13 when they went to the island of Cyprus. Paul learned to operate the gifts of God in his life. In cross references, you see that Paul demonstrated the gifts tremendously. Number three, because we're running short of time, give all in point four. We value illustration. Number three, Paul learned the limitations of his call. As you learn the gifts, learn your limitations. Any new graduate from a Bible school full of zeal wants to do everything. But he learned in his first phase what he is not and what he is. I had fellowship with Dr. Roy Hicks, and he took over from Amy Semple McPherson, and I asked him a bit about the early days of the ministry. And he said Amy Semple McPherson was basically an evangelist and not a pastor. When she started pastoring, she lost a lot of that powerful anointing she used to have. Now, everyone has a limitation. Paul learned in the book of Acts that he was not sent to the Jews. And every time he tries to go that direction, God prevented him. His conclusion every time, everywhere that they go, was that in Acts 14, verse 47, 46, 47, Acts 13, 46, 47, Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary to preach the word of God to you first, but he says, now we are going to the Gentiles. At the conclusion of their first missionary journey, in Acts 14, when they came back, in verse 27, look at what they said. They came and they gathered the church together. They reported all that God had done with them, and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Do you notice that? They recognize his limitation and where the blessing of the Lord is. See, a lot of people want to do some things that God may have, but sometimes it's down the road. Do you know that Paul knew that he was called to stand before kings? It's prophesied in Acts 9 by Ananias. God showed Ananias that Paul was going to be a witness to all the kings. But that will not come to pass until later. So go where the grace and the favor of God is going with you. That's phase one. Phase two, his second missionary journey, that began in Acts chapter 16. Phase two is different. Phase two, these are the points for phase two. And every ministry, remember, every ministry goes through this. It will be different length of time, different chronology, but every one of us, the Bible puts this part of the book of Acts to teach us how a ministry develops. Phase 2, point 1, the apron strings to establish ministers will be cut. You can remain in fellowship, and please do, but you are to go further and advance the church further. You see, every new generation is not called to just do what the old generation did. They are always called to do what the old generation did and bring the church further. If every new generation only did what the old generation did, then for 2,000 years we will never advance. But every generation is called to learn from the previous generations and move into the heights of what God called that generation to do. And one of the hardest things is phase two, my friend. In phase two, apron strings are cut. Now, it should be cut correctly. The sad thing in Acts chapter 15 was that it was a rough cutting. Praise the Lord. Paul and Barnabas actually quarreled. Good friends quarreled. But finally we know that it was settled in the end because Mark became his friend. It did not happen that way. Don't take Acts 15 as the example. But this is what will happen. If you don't follow the Spirit the nice way, God has a way of shaking until it happens. The not so nice way. If you don't want your apron strings to be cut, God has a way of shaking until it becomes part of His will. So that's number one. And Paul had to, it must have been difficult for Paul. He has been so long with Barnabas. But something has now happened. With the apron strings cutting comes point two. Paul begins to attach himself to different teams and different ministries. Paul chose Silas and he went on with the ministry that God called. But you notice something different now. Before, Barnabas was actually the leader of the team. Do you notice in Acts 15, Barnabas is called to give the report first, then Paul? Because the established church recognized Barnabas as senior to Paul. He always called senior first, then junior. But now, in phase 2, Paul was to become the senior. There is a change. And in phase 2, something has happened. Paul is now given the actual right hand of fellowship. He's recognized on par with Apostle Peter. It's a different game ball now. So he has a different team. And he does different things from Jerusalem. He began to reach more to the Gentiles. Point 3 of phase 2. Paul in phase 2 began to choose his successors. Many ministries fail in phase 2. They don't choose their successors until their deathbed. Sometimes too late, before they can mention who they die. So those left behind fight among themselves. And many splits occur. Paul chose Timothy. Paul chose many others along his path. Titus came into his life about the second phase of his ministry too. And one of the marvelous things take place. Paul becomes dependent on those he chooses. For the first time in Paul's ministry, he sometimes had to leave a place and leave it to Timothy and Silas, which he has never done before. There are places that he could not stay long enough to teach the people. Like in the book of Acts, in chapter 17, Acts 17, verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night, and as they went there, in verse 14, the brethren sent Paul away, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. And there were times when Paul was without them. Never before has that happened in his first phase. But now he becomes dependent on them. And if you cross-reference to other episodes, you'll find that those things began to take place many times. He sent Timothy many times in his second phase. The next thing that will take place, fourth thing that will take place in the second phase, is that Paul became more financially established. Different from first phase. No phase and first phase is a struggle. But second phase, something happened. Paul got into contact with the only church that he has ever come closest with into partnership, the Philippian church. And in Acts 16, the Philippian church became his major supporter of the rest of his ministry. When he was in Corinthians in Acts 18, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, the Macedonian church supplied my needs. When he was in Thessalonica in Acts 17, In Philippians chapter 4, he said to the Philippians, "You sent help once and again when I was in Thessalonica." The Philippian church became the major church that helped Paul for the rest of his journey. Even later on, when he was in his third phase, going to his fourth phase, in Acts chapter 19, verse 21,